Blog Talk Radio.
February 2nd, 2011.
The economy of Egypt might eventually do more harm to Mubarak than the protests in the streets. You have to realize the banks are all closed. There are no railway trains running, no national airline running. The cotton industry is effectively closed down. Suez Canal is still open, but the price of the Egyptian pound is falling rapidly.
But now the problem is the two camps, pro-government, anti-government, that are really in a standoff all on their own. There is absolutely no law and order here. It's each man for their own, and that's it.
It seems that the attacks keep on coming every now and then. People were making this noise to bring more people so they can resist the attack by the government thugs.
I noticed a very large group of people, perhaps 2,000-3,000, gathering on the side of the Nile under Egyptian flags. So what was rather disturbing about this crowd as they moved towards the square, brandishing pictures of the beloved Hosni Mubarak, was that they were all carrying they were carrying clubs and iron bars, in some cases iron spikes. Obviously, they were going to attack the protesters in the square. They weren't very unkind or unpleasant to me. They saw me as a foreigner, but I wasn't. Mercifully, I didn't have a TV camera with me, because TV cameras are anathema to these people.
I did notice that Anderson Cooper had his head handed to him. Maybe
I don't know who Anderson Cooper is.
Oh, that's funny. He's CNN's flack man. He decided to show up in Egypt, and apparently
they watch CNN.
Apparently, he wasn't very welcome.
But the flashpoint right now is right in front of the Egyptian Museum. That's where I was just about 15 minutes ago. We were trying to make our way to kind of the no man's land between the two groups. We never got that far. We were set upon by pro-Mubarak supporters, punching us in the head, attacking my producer, Marianne Fox, my cameraman as well, trying to grab his camera, trying to break his camera. They at first started going for the cameras. They didn't want any pictures taken. But frankly, we weren't even really taking pictures with the big camera. I was using a little flip camera, which they didn't notice. But the big camera, they were trying to grab it. We immediately started to turn around. We realized the situation would get very bad very quickly. We turned around and started to walk just calmly. The crowd kept throwing more punches, kicks, trying to grab us. It was pandemonium. I mean, there was really no control to it. Suddenly, a young man would come up, look at you, and then punch you right in the face. The instinct is to try to punch back or push back, but in a situation like that, you really can't, because that just inflames the crowd all the more. So all we could do is just try to walk as quickly as possible, stay together.
What would you do with a wicker butter dish? Pull them up above my head and just give them a good smack.
This is a family show. I'm not allowed to tell that.
A wicker butter dish, yes. I've heard of a crystal butter dish, but not a wicker butter dish. If you put butter in a wicker dish, you're going to have it running right through the wicker.
brilliant.
No.
Oh, my God.
It's really not. It's okay. It's my flaw.
Patriot Greg.
Hey, Vince, there's a change in the troll wars. Goofy's going to be upset.
Am I live?
You're on the air.
What's up, Ghost?
How's it going?
Just wanted to invite you to the troll wars on Monday if you wanted to come on to the show.
Jesus Christ. Get him off! These people are idiots.
Hello. My name's Larry O'Connor.
This is William Jefferson Clinton.
I'm a troll and a liar.
Vince the Bay. He is not gay.
Stupid son of a bitch. Shut up.
Is that Vincent the Gay or what?
Vince the Bay.
The Gay Bay.
Vince is not gay.
Cactus, 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 cactus.
That's right.
Some fruity ass little fruit bowl named Vincent the Bay.
Yeah,
right,
me.
Vince is a slum troll.
Yahoo.
What about Vince in the Bay?
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
The Gay Bay. Vince in the Bay.
Representing the Bay.
We're on the network.
Oh, my God.
It's time for Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
In the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
That's right, Ghost.
They all are idiots. Correct. You're correct, sir.
It's Vincent the Bay here with you. I've got Ken Moore with me. What's up, Ken?
Not much. Just enjoying a nice cold glass of cow titty milk.
All right. I'm having a glass of water. I just finished a glass of water. I need some more. I'm parched. Anywho, welcome, Chitty Chatters, Iconoclast CX, Ken Moore, and Randy Schlexer. Good to have you with us.
He doesn't seem happy.
Who?
Randy Schlexer.
Oh, really? Why?
Well,
problem.
He come in and said, hey, faggot, to you, and then I asked him if he could feel the love tonight, and he said no. I think he called me an asshole, and then I said, come here, and I'll let him feel the love. Feel it, meaning feel the love. Then he said, faggot. So, I don't think he's a very happy person.
Oh, you don't know Randy. Faggot is a term of endearment.
Oh.
I mean, why would he hang out, you know? Come on. It's all good. You want to join us here, Randy or Icono or anybody else, the number is 347-826-7667. I'm Vincent the Bay. Ken Moore is here with me. Hopefully I'm not Patriot Greggy.
No, you're not.
Good.
Sorry about my short hiatus, but it was well needed.
You, however, are Patriot Greggy.
Go freaking figure.
But it could be, who knows? Whatever. Chalk it up to BTR.
Fucking idiots.
Oh, speaking of idiots, so the Egyptians have unleashed their drunk, drug addict goons. They've given them all these sounds like they're just picking up like crowbars and shit off the street, and they're attacking the anti-Mubarak demonstrators. It's getting ugly over there in Egypt right now.
Have to give them props, though. Have to give them props. They did something I've been wanting to do for a long time, and that was smack the shit out of Anderson Cooper.
AC-360. You know what the problem was? I'll tell you what the problem was. I don't know if you saw the footage, but I don't know. Was AC-360 wearing his tight black t-shirt?
I didn't see the actual
like a jacket or something. Yeah, I think he had like a jacket on or something. See, that's the thing. He wasn't in his that's when he's like a superhero. He's an AC-360. He's got the black t-shirt on. It's really tight. Snug's really tight. He's flaming. Speaking of faggots, that guy is... Randy, you want to talk about a faggot? There you go. I think Icano can even certify that.
Can he confirm that?
Possibly. Anywho, I'm Benson the Bay. I got Ken here with me if you want to join us. It's 347-826-7667. Vince in the Bay, hanging out here on a Wednesday night, Thursday morning for some of you. We don't have to talk about Egypt, and we don't have to talk about any of this Anderson Cooper bullshit. We can talk about anything. You call in, you dictate where the conversation goes. The number, 347-826-7667. I'm Vince in the Bay, and I'm going to be right back after this.
Break it on down. Bless you. Bless you. Oh, bless you. Bless you. Where are you going, my beautiful friend? Is this the road that we take to the end? And if we break down, are we left behind? Is this the highway of all mankind? Axis spins around and round we go. Where we're going, no one really knows. Here we, here we, here we, here we.
up and clean your teeth and have a shave. It's 1 a.m., let's go out to a rave. One more in before we hit that wave. It's harder than a microwave. Wave.
Come on, baby.
Party time.
Switch on the car.
Do what you like.
Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
right, Vince in the Bay back here with you. I am here with Ken Moore, and I'm watching more pictures coming in from Cairo, Egypt, early this morning. Mubarak supporters retreated from protesters in Cairo. Apparently the protesters outnumbered the violent thugs, but the thugs still are out and causing some damage. They stalled a car on a major thoroughfare and a couple cars on a major thoroughfare and torched it. A lot of random thugs just running around on, you know, highway overpasses and stuff. There's no cars on the streets. It's kind of crazy. And I heard today that there was some clashes today, and there was some lots of shots fired and stuff, and it's just a kind of an ongoing violent clash going on between these protesters who are now, you know, defending themselves against these government thugs as they're portrayed. Who knows? I don't know. Doesn't matter. Join me, won't you? 347-826-7667. I'm Vince in the... Did I say 7666? 7? Yeah, whatever. No, two sixes. Actually, three sixes, just not in a row. Oh, boy. Good times, chit-chatters. Iconoclast TX, Jelly Bean 75, Ken Moore, Pegasus 031475, and oh hey, your girl Callie just joined us. What's up, baby? Callie, if you want to join me on the air, I'm more than happy to have you on. I've got plenty of room. I'd love to talk about some entertainment or something to get me off my mind off of this Cairo bullshit that I keep seeing. But I just don't know where to go. There's got to be some good entertainment news. It's Wednesday. Some new music must have just came out. You know, I was talking to Ronnie the other day, and Ronnie was suggesting some new stuff. And I was so wasted, I forgot what he said exactly. So I'm going to have to go back and listen to the archive on that one. But there's got to be some new music out there. Oh, I'll tell you some new music that you guys should check out. They only have one MP3 out there right now, but they're going to release their full length, I guess, in a couple of weeks. But they're on tour right now. They're called the Memorials. They're from Oakland, California, and you guys should definitely check them out. They're a young, hip band. They're rocking. It's a chick singer. It's very rare that I get really excited about chick singers, but this chick's pretty good, and the band's pretty rocking, and the drummer's amazing. The drummer actually was a drummer for the Mars Volta for a little while, and you can kind of tell in the drumming style of this track I'm going to play. And I'm going to play this track and come back and hit you people up. This is the Memorials with We Go to War. Right here on Disorderly Conduct, your Wednesday Night Live edition. Join me now, 347-826-7667. We'll be right back.
I'm gonna run.
Hey, what's up? It's Vince of the Bay and the Bay and the Bay. I'm back here with Ken Moore, and now we have with me an incredibly annoying feedback. All right, that's gone. No, we also have Callie. What's going on?
What's up?
He called you an incredibly
annoying. I know, he called me incredibly annoying. Wow.
What? What?
I don't know.
No, I said that there was an incredibly annoying, am I a patriot gregging?
No, what you said was, and now we're joined by an incredibly annoying feedback. Oh, I fixed that. That's what you said. And then you bring on Callie.
Yeah, I fixed it, and then I brought on Kelly. What's the problem?
I was confused. I don't know.
No, I'm confused now, and it's so bad that I accidentally hung up on the show.
Oh, my God. I sound gay like a fucktard.
Yeah, you do, Ken. You sound really hot. In fact, do you want to get a drink after the show?
Yes. Good. Is that enough lisp?
Okay.
So what's up, Callie? What's on your mind?
I feel like a third party. I need some love, too.
I'm sorry, what?
I feel like a third party. You guys are going to get a drink in it. Like, this whole
oh, a third wheel, you mean?
Thing.
No. You could be our fag hag. It's cool. We need a fag hag.
Fruit fly.
Every gay couple needs a fag hag. Yeah. So, like, if one of us, if we get in a fight and one of us wants to go off and fuck another guy, you can, like, hook us up with another dude.
Okay.
You can be our wingman.
Yeah, totally. Or if we want to, like, double up with another couple, you can be our, yeah, exactly. You can broker that, too.
You can dress in a clown costume and videotape us.
Okay. I'm down.
All right. The fun is just getting started here, kids. If you want to join us, the number is 347-826-7667. The deal is you call that number, you dial in, and then you dial the number one. Press number one, it raises your hand, or alerts me that you want to be brought on the air. If not, you can just sit back, relax, and listen with everybody else. I hope you have a hands-free device if you're fondling your genitalia like I am right now. Hey, it's all good. So join me now, 347-826-7667. Callie, since you're our entertainment correspondent, what's going on in the entertainment world right now?
I know you didn't want to talk about Egypt, but it looks like Anderson Cooper is trapped in Egypt.
Trapped there?
Yeah, he was, him and his crew were
attacked. Buddy, you know, you're bad for going there in the first place. That's like the last place anybody should go on the planet, and he chose to go there. What an idiot, dude.
Yeah,
I don't know if you heard my coverage earlier. I did my punditry earlier, and I analyzed it, and I came to the conclusion that he obviously wasn't wearing his tight black T-shirt that he always wears when he goes out in the field. I think he had some sort of like jacket on or something. And it's like, no, dude, you're like a superhero. You need the tight spandex black T-shirt thing going on, and you need the wraparound, headset, microphone, and he's got his little flip camera or whatever, and a microphone.
I just hope that he will be okay. That's all we can hope.
AC obviously stood up for himself. If you look at that clip, you know, he was just looking out for the safety of his lady. Like, you heard him there. He's like, oh, well, obviously the reaction is I want to, like, hit back. You know, obviously I could have taken these guys, but I didn't want to. There was just too many of them. You don't want to get them pissed off, so I just kept going. Yeah, right, AC 360. Zen Zappa. What's up? Zen Zappa, that's a cool name. I love Zappa. What is that all about? Do you do a show here at BTR about, you know, with Frank Zappa? No, you don't. You're just like a dude. That's cool. I like Zappa, so you're cool. I wish I had some Zappa to play right now for you. Maybe I'll dial that in before the show is over. I'll get some Zappa on here. Let me bring out another caller here. I got a caller on the 251. What's up?
Come on, Vincent the Bay.
Late it is. Nothing much, my man. What's going on with you?
Not a whole lot. Man, Ghost kind of put it on that one-eyed Jew today, huh?
Oh, I missed it. What'd he do? What'd he do? I don't know. I missed it.
You just have to listen to it in the archive.
Oh, man. What hour? Ghost is on for like 12 hours
He was on 3 hours. It was right there toward the end.
Last 10 minutes.
About the last 15, 20 minutes.
Last 10.
Okay.
Or 10 minutes.
I'll check that out.
Get it right,
Jeffro. I tuned into to Ghost like 2 or 3 times today, but I missed that part. He's on forever, dude. You like,
yeah.
Four hours later, he's like, fuck, he's still on?
Hey, look here, Vince. You know, he's been talking about the other day, he's talking about he wants somebody to co-host with him. You know, you need to take him up on that.
Oh, he wants a co-host? No, he does not.
No, he said he was talking about the other day, so you might ought to throw that at him, you know?
No, I'm not going to be Ghost. Ghost is one in a million, dude. He doesn't need me. If Ghost wanted me on his show, I would love to be like his producer announcer guy. Like, I wouldn't really talk. I would just like introduce him, kind of like Ed McMahon. I'm down with something like that, but not like co-host, like chum. It's like, you know, Vincent Ghost. No, this is the Ghost show, dude. I'm cool to be. If he wants me to be a character on there or be like a regular recurring thing, I'm down. But I would never want to mess up the formula he has there. I think he's retarded if he tries to add a co-host. I mean, he should certainly have like some sort of regular or somebody to play off.
I think he ought to have the one IG co-host with him one day.
Yeah, what I'm trying to get going here is I'm trying to get going like a revolving door of guests. Just like, you know, sometimes, you know, like one, you know, if somebody that's like promoting something or somebody that's kind of big or has some, you know, whatever, like feature them, but also have like a couple of people on at the same time, like 2 or 3 featured panelists or whatever, and like, you know, make it a little bit more structured. I'm totally down with something like that, but I still like to have a loosey-goosey call-in format, you know, but maybe with a panel, maybe with like a guest, you know, like you interview the guest for the first, whatever, half hour, 45 minutes, an hour, and then you take calls and you just, you know, like how call-in, late night call-in radio used to be or whatever, you know, like sort of like, you ever listen to Free Talk Live?
No.
No? You should check out Free Talk Live. I love them. If you go to freetalklive.com, they're awesome. That's like what I borrow a lot from there from them, and I think I borrow a lot from Red Eye, and I think I borrow a lot from Howard Stern, I guess.
There's something. This Randy Schlechter in there. I'm thinking that's a female.
You know what, Cletus? I'm not going to speculate. I know where you're going. I'm right there with. I'm picking up what you're putting down, but I'm not going to go there. I'm just not going to go there.
I understand. You know, if it is, I'm not going to say who, but I just, you know, wish him the best. You know.
Hey, you can say your piece. I don't. You don't bother me. Say whatever's on your mind, there, Cletus.
Well, I'll just.
I know she likes you. I know she likes you a lot. I know she. I know for a fact she likes you. A lot.
Are we thinking the same one?
Oh yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I wish her the best. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, we all do. Absolutely.
I wish her the best. I mean. I don't know why all this is going on. And I just, you know, whatever time, I'm blowing over, whatever, you know.
Stop talking about Callie like that.
What?
See?
Yeah, man. How? Yeah, let's not disrespect the lady we do have with us here this evening. Callie, it can throw it down like anybody.
So what am I throwing down? Like a punch? Like I'm beat some whore's ass? Like what am I doing?
Well, you just have to throw down your quadruple D boobies and just knock people out, kid.
Not even that. You're totally wrong, but okay.
Whatever they are, dude. Fucking quintuple Z's, dude. Barrel roll.
Hey, Isaiah.
Anyway.
Vince.
Yeah.
Like I asked Ghost, I called in today and asked him if he would do a Puffin' on the Magic Dragon Part 2. He said he'd think about it. If he does, you need to try to co-host that with him.
Sure, wait, say that again?
Puffin' on the Magic Dragon Part 2. You know he'd done a Part 1.
Uh-huh. I've heard him. I know he says he's got a saying. He talks about Puff the Magic Dragon or whatever.
Well,
dude, he's great. I love that guy.
Yeah, he's got one in the archive. I don't know. I didn't see it on there lately, but it was his top featured one where he experimented with it. Man, you're talking about laughing your ass off. You got to hear that one.
All right.
So he said
dude,
he was.
That guy is fucking classic, dude. I love that guy, dude. I think he's the
yeah,
fucking
you,
best
you
thing.
Heard, if you, heard, if you hear that one, that's the funniest one.
All right,
one out
I'll
of
go
all
check of
them.
It out. All right.
Yeah. Check it out, though, when you get a chance. He's thinking about doing another one, though. He said he would think about it, talk about it, or whatever else.
So what I don't understand, Cletus, is why everybody calls in and argues with him.
Because it's fun, dude.
You talking about as far as the trolls?
It's fun.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter if
you're
a troll or not.
One good thing I can say about Ghost is he will come back on them and, you know, pretty much make them look pretty damn low, you know? So, you know, they don't have a chance for him.
You know, I've called into a show.
I don't think anybody has a chance with Ghost in his own fucking den.
No.
On his home field, forget it, dude.
Oh, yeah. And I'll be honest with you. I love, you know, used to love to sit there and listen to trolls call. Because 9 out of 10 of calls would be a troll. You know?
Yeah.
And he's going to go off, and, you know, it was good. Barrel rolls and all that. I wish he would return to the, you know, what he pretty much told me to suck an egg when I asked him the other day about that. So
these people are idiots.
Yeah.
No, I'm looking for the Puff the Magic Dragon one.
Yeah, everybody needs to, you know, email him and keep him on that. Like you said, he said he was thinking about it. He'll think about it. That'd be real good. You could give him some pointers, Vince.
He could give me some pointers or what?
Oh, you could give him some pointers on that. I'll say you gotta hear that. Listen to it. Go in it if you can get. I don't know if he's deleted or not, but go back in there. And look at his archives. It was the top featured one.
Right.
I think it was 147 or something like that. He had it at the top.
Mm-hmm.
Just check it out. You'll see what I'm talking about.
Okay. Yeah, it wasn't
Daughter
there.
Ghost right now.
I'm at 163 is where I'm at, and I haven't seen it yet.
He's probably done deleted the thing. Can you go back past, go down to, he did have it at the top, but I think he may have moved it. Look at 147 if he still got it up there. He may have deleted all his other ones.
God, I have no life if I'm willing to go back as far to look.
Do you know what month and what year it was?
it was last year.
It's 147, December of 2009. December 8th.
December 2009.
The infamous marijuana show.
That's it. Check it out.
Since the free-ass liberal state of California legalized marijuana for medical use, Ghost considers smoking some pot live on the air in hopes of persuading others from not trying and or using the drug. Listen in to see if the effects consist of anything medical. Ghost dictates an entire show, dedicates an entire show to discuss marijuana, cannabis, pot, something else.
Yeah, dude, I'm fucking downloading this shit right now, dude. Hell yeah.
Oh, man, I'll get the link and
post
it in
call.
There.
Nice call, Cletus. That's going to be, that's what I'm going to go, once I get a sign off here with you idiots, I'm going to listen to that guy.
Vance, you'll laugh your ass off, man. I'll tell you,
I can't wait.
That thing two or three times. You know? I wish Randy Schlechter would call in, you know? Blasting that all in.
Yeah, Randy, why don't you call in, bro?
And tell you the name of his kids. Whose kids are you talking about? Mine or Jen's or whose?
I have no idea.
Tell the name of my kids.
This guy is nuts. This guy is a borderline head case, if you know what I'm talking about.
I don't think it's a guy.
All right. I don't know, dude. What do you think? It's transsexual? What do you think? A really manly chick? His name is Randy. Come on.
Yeah.
Well, damn it.
Anyway, let him call in, you know? That'd be real good. Name her kid, though.
Well, everybody knows my kid's name. I only got one.
Hmm. Well, anyway, what's the...
She's named after a damn Democrat. What'd you just call me? Did you call me Jew?
No, I didn't call you that. I was just saying Vance. I was just saying what else is going on tonight, Vance.
They got camel patrol going on in Egypt right now.
That was the
best
line. They
literally have camel patrol.
Horses and camels are charging. That was actually said by a reporter.
Rupert Murdoch is launching something. What the hell is this? A magazine? Daily? The hell is that? The Daily? Are you kidding me? Something that hasn't already been called The Daily? A tablet newspaper? Oh, so this is just goes. Oh, it's only. You can only get it on your iPad and shit? Is that what the deal is? All right, let's check this out. News Corp on Wednesday unveiled The Daily, a tablet newspaper that Chairman Rupert Murdoch described as, quote, the model for making news gathering a viable business in the digital age. The Daily, a general news publication designed solely for the iPad and other tablets, will cost 99 cents a week or $39.99 a year. It will feature news, opinion, sports, and lifestyle content, including audio, 360-degree photos, and video. The project is being closely watched throughout a media industry that has been battered by declines in print advertising and is searching for new ways to make money delivering content on digital devices. Bloobity blobity bleebadoo. So, whatever, they made up an app. It's they have like a reader. What, they have an aggregator or some like reader that's an app essentially that you can get for your whatever, dude. I mean, that's what it's moving towards, anyways. Is the newspaper is getting replaced by, you know, just digital content? It's either on your phone or on your iTab or your fucking iRefrigerator or whatever the fuck you have. Oh, anywho, I want to thank my good friend Ken Moore, my compadre, your girl Callie, and also my good friend and special guest tonight, Cletus. Ladies, Cletus is available. He's totally available, and he likes certain types of effeminate men. Hint, hint, Randy Sexler. Schlexer.
No, man.
flexor.
Wow, no? I'm a right-wing faggot.
Randy's, man.
That's totally. I mean, he's just telling all my secrets.
Oh, man.
Wow. This is getting out of control, folks.
I'm sorry, we have
Callie's. Could somebody take the duct tape out of Callie's mouth and let her breathe for a sec?
I'm
sorry,
here.
That's not duct tape.
My God.
It was chewing gum.
It was chewing gum. OMG. So who's excited for the Super Bowl?
I'm excited for partying. I don't know where I'm gonna party, but I like the food and partying that goes along with it. I don't really care about who wins or not really. I mean, I guess my gut right now is telling me I want the Steelers. But you know what? I heard that asshole fucking Snake earlier on Calogenesis over there being a fucking sloppy, drunk-ass piece of shit talking smack to Calogenesis, accusing him of being a racist, which he is. But, I mean, still, not doing it in a very nice way. And he likes the Steelers. And I almost want to vote for the Packers just so Snake fucking, you know, like, fucking cries so hard and drinks so much he fucking, you know, falls asleep in a puddle of his own urine and vomit.
I don't know. I was just excited because it's Super Bowl party. Everyone gets drunk. It's just going to be really epic. I don't care who wins.
Yeah. Oh. Okay, Randy. Randy's saying I'm impersonating his girl. I'm not impersonating your girl, dude.
Vic, would you get the network started? Vic got the network started.
I don't know where that came from.
Is Debbie his girl?
We're on the network.
If Debbie's anybody's girl, she's that dude, Nature Boy. She is really whooped on that Nature Boy.
The Deadly Daily Vagina Show.
Yes, that's what
he called. I guess that's one name it's known by. I'm not sure. But, yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right, kids, we're going to take a break if you want to join me. The number is 347-826-7667. I'm Vince in the Bay. I'm going to take a little break here to take care of some business. And I'll be right back. Be right back. Bye-bye. I mean, not for long. Stay right there. Won't be too long. Maybe a little while. Not super long. But, yeah, we got an hour and 7 minutes to go. So chill, relax. Light up a doob. And, God, I can't wait to – I actually can't wait to hear this this ghost episode of him with him on marijuana. It looks hilarious. All right, anyways, I'll be right back. Booyah. Booyah. It's Vince in the Bay. Yeah, that continues, but I'm not going to play the whole fucking thing. Come on, are you kidding me? I'll be here all night. Got a show to do here. I'm back with that's Dub Side of the Moon. It's like a what are they? Let me open this up here. It's Dub Side of the Moon
from Sublime.
Huh? No, I don't think so. I don't know. Maybe. Easy Star All Stars.
Okay.
That song featured, oh, God damn it, son of a bitch. I hate the new iTunes.
Yeah,
I don't get it.
It is.
Wow, yeah, this is really, okay, there we go. It's, that song was featuring Frankie Paul. Frankie Paul. That's actually a pretty well-known reggae guy. There's also a track called there's Brain Damage featuring Dr. Israel. Money featuring Gary Nesta Pine and Dollar Man. It's all on the record. It's entitled Dub Side of the Moon, a reggae version of Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon by the Easy Star All Stars. You get it on iTunes. It's on iTunes. That's where, you know, that's where I got it.
It was 2000.
Oh, I hate iTunes. They do this. They automatically, like, download podcasts that I don't want to necessarily download. I do, however, want to listen to this. What?
It does me too. It does it
I'm
for
sorry,
me too
you
when
say?
I hate it. It does it for me too.
Oh, yeah. All right, so that, what else is going on here? Still cold, blizzard in the United States, blah, 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 Egypt. Well, it sounds to me like what like I had this clip to the beginning of the show. I had two different journalists, or a couple different journalists, three or four different journalists, all in Egypt. And the last one there was Anderson Cooper, and Anderson Cooper's the only one that got jumped. And apparently, you're sitting duck if you're walking around with a big camera. They just go after you. And these other journalists. Like Anderson Cooper even said, he's like, I had my little flip camera. They didn't even recognize that, but they saw his cameraman with his big. So I think you're going to see a revolutionizing of photojournalism too, because nowadays they have these cameras that are so amazing, still cameras. The Canon's got a series of still cameras called the Canon 7D and the 5D. And they, you know, obviously they have, you know, they're DSLRs. They're called HDSLRs. They're basically SLR cameras, HDSLR cameras that shoot video. And if you, you know, and they're handheld, they're lightweight as fuck. They just look, you know, you just look like a photojournalist, which, you know, people in these countries are used to seeing. But once they see a TV crew with, you know, fucking Anderson Cooper and a couple of production people, you know, then it becomes a spectacle. But if it's just like one guy, even if it was just Anderson Cooper and he wasn't dressed so, like, obviously being Anderson Cooper, he could have gotten away with just his flip camera, you know, easily. But, you know, because they have, like, the old school formula of, oh, you got to have a news team, you got to have a producer, you got to have a cameraman, you got to have a sound guy, you have to have your on-camera talent. It's like, no, dude, if you want to get into a situation where it's like, fucking like, you know, guerrilla warfare or whatever, you know, you don't want to draw any attention to yourself, and you already, you know, are by having a camera in the first place, much less a full on fucking
crew.
Patriot Greg. Well, it's not really Patriot Greg
the entire time.
It's not Patriot Gregging, really. It's kind of like garbly.
Yeah.
You're not.
That's part of my personal concern. That's Patriot Gregging.
Yeah, you're Patriot Gregging then.
Patriot Greg.
Yeah. All right. I'm gonna take a break and try to figure this out. I might have some calls called on my phone or get out of my phone. But stay right there. Mag. I got Callie and Ken with Ken. If you want to join us, 347-826-7667 is the number. And I'll be right back.
So before I blow a goddamn head gasket, and before I start throwing this damn desk chair outside my office window here to start causing a ruckus, I'm going to get the hell off of here. Because I cannot believe that this country is what I spent 5 years screaming, hooping, and hollering about on this broadcast when nobody gives two rats' asses. And then, yesterday I got some fruity-ass little fruit bowl named Vince at the Bay calling me up saying that I'm not a patriot and that I'm some disgrace or something because I'm encouraging those that are listening into the Capitalist Radio Show to go out and invest in emerging markets because this market is about to implode. This is why I'm saying, folks, if you're going to take anything away from my show and my commentary, remember this. These people are idiots. All right, they're all idiots, and you're only going to have people in your inner circle for as long as they're loyal. Without loyalty, it's nothing. There's nothing.
Mano Negra aquí presente condena las inútiles pruebas nucleares en el Pacífico. No a la bomba, no a la muerte. No a la bomba, no a la muerte.
C'est une guerre, une vraie guerre. Vous ne pouvez pas imaginer les enfers sur le Parlement.
February 2nd, 2011.
The economy of Egypt might eventually do more harm to Mubarak than the protests in the streets. You have to realize the banks are all closed. There are no railway trains running, no national airline running. The cotton industry is effectively closed down. Suez Canal is still open, but the price of the Egyptian pound is falling rapidly.
But now the problem is the two camps, pro-government, anti-government, that are really in a standoff all on their own. There is absolutely no law and order here. It's each man for their own, and that's it.
It seems that the attacks keep on coming every now and then. People were making this noise to bring more people so they can resist the attack by the government thugs.
I noticed a very large group of people, perhaps 2,000-3,000, gathering on the side of the Nile under Egyptian flags. What was rather disturbing about this crowd as they moved towards the square, brandishing pictures of the beloved Hosni Mubarak, was that they were all carrying they were carrying clubs and iron bars, in some cases iron spikes. Obviously, they were going to attack the protesters in the square. They weren't very unkind or unpleasant to me. They saw me as a foreigner, but I wasn't. Mercifully, I didn't have a TV camera with me, because TV cameras are anathema to these people.
I did notice that Anderson Cooper had his head handed to him. Maybe
I don't know who Anderson Cooper is.
That's funny. He's CNN's flack man. He decided to show up in Egypt, and apparently,
well, that's because I watch CNN.
Apparently, he wasn't very welcome.
Of the Egyptian Museum. That's where I was just about 15 minutes ago. We were trying to make our way to kind of the no man's land between the two groups. We never got that far. We were set upon by pro-Mubarak supporters, punching us in the head, attacking my producer, Marianne Fox, my cameraman as well, trying to grab his camera, trying to break his camera. They at first started going for the cameras. They didn't want any pictures taken. But frankly, we weren't even really taking pictures with the big camera. I was using a little flip camera, which they didn't notice. But the big camera, they were trying to grab it. We immediately started to turn around. We realized the situation would get very bad very quickly. We turned around and started to walk just calmly. The crowd kept throwing more punches, kicks, trying to grab us. It was pandemonium. I mean, there was really no control to it. Suddenly, a young man would come up, look at you, and then punch you right in the face. The instinct is to try to punch back or push back, but in a situation like that, you really can't, because that just inflames the crowd all the more. So all we could do is just try to walk as quickly as possible, stay together.
What would you do with the wicker butter dish? Pull them up above my head and just give them a good smack.
This is a family show. I'm not allowed to tell that.
A wicker butter dish, yes. I've heard of a crystal butter dish, but not a wicker butter dish. If you put butter in a wicker dish, you're going to have it running right through the wicker. Brilliant.
No. God. It's really not. It's okay. It's my flaw.
Patriot Greg.
Hey, Vince, there's a change in the Troll Wars. Goofy's going to be upset.
Am I live?
You're on the air.
What's up, Ghost?
How's it going?
Just wanted to invite you to the Troll Wars on Monday if you wanted to come on to the show.
Jesus Christ. Come on!
These people are idiots.
Mrs. Banks?
Hello?
That's Mrs. Banks?
My name's Larry O'Connor.
This is William Jefferson Clinton.
I'm a troll and a liar.
Fits the bay. He is not gay.
Stupid son of a bitch. Shut up.
Is that Vincent the gay or what?
Vince is gay.
The gay bay.
Vince is not gay.
Cactus, 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 cactus.
That's right.
Some fruity ass little fruit bowl named Vincent the bay.
Yeah, right me.
Vince is a swamp troll.
Yahoo.
Cactus.
What about Vince in the bay?
Vince
in the bay. Vince in
the bay. Vince in the bay.
Vince in the bay.
We're on the network.
Oh, my God.
It's time for You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Patriot Greg.
All right, Vince in the Bay back here with you trying this again. I think I've solved the problem. I don't know. We'll find out. Anyway, I'm back here with Ken and your girl, Callie. Was that, wait, Callie, was that a Nature Boy impersonation?
No. Ew.
Yo, he says that, right?
Yeah, he goes woo, but I went woohoo.
Yeah, but the way you did it was kind of like under your breath, uninspired, like the way he does.
Thanks.
That was kind of weird.
Should I be afraid?
Come on, honey. Let's try that again. Do it again.
No. Never. No.
I gotta take care of some requests here before we get done. Somebody had a request earlier. I got a request that Ken had that I'm going to play hopefully before we're done. I have another request I'm going to try to get to from another listener. But wasn't I talking to somebody in the chat room about something? And I was like, yeah, I gotta download that. I don't know. I feel like Debbie Daly right now.
We're on the network.
Too many
are
on
the
coke.
Network.
We're on the network.
Yeah, we're on coke and the network at the same time. Great.
We're on the network.
Unfortunately, I don't think we are on the network right now, but we do have quite a bit of friends with us on the blogtalkradio.com network. I'm talking about you, Zen Zappa, your girl Callie, Tracy Gamora, Randy Schlexer, Pegasus 031475, Ken Moore, Jay Mackin, Iconoclast TX, Darlena Angel, or Darlin Angel. And beneath everything, our good friend Ronnie Rucker, who was with me here.
Hi, Ronnie.
He was here just a couple nights ago. He was a featured guest on Sunday on the program. If you guys missed that episode, go back into the archives, go back to the podcast, download it. My boy, Ronnie Rucker, held it down. It was good times. I'm going to try to do, like, my featured guests, like, maybe once a week. And then slowly build it up to maybe a couple of times a week. And then maybe get it to the point where, fuck, I might almost have a guest or a featured person every show. I don't know. Just an idea. That's right, Zen Zappa. Things do go better with coke. You're right. And nothing goes better to better with coke than disorderly conduct with me, Vincent the Bay. Join me, won't you? The number's 347-826-7667. We got about a half hour to go here. If you guys are in the chat, I apologize. There are some folks in the chat that are apparently have an agenda, a vendetta, I guess, is a better way to put it. And don't mind that. It's nothing personal. I'm not going to, I don't like to kick people out of my chat room. I like to encourage people to just use the ignore function. If somebody in the chat is bumming you out and, you know, you don't want to call in and but you still want to chat and stuff, there is the ignore feature. You just click on the person you want to ignore, click on their name in the chat room list there. And, it'll give you a little drop-down menu and just select ignore. There, I just ignored Ken Moore. I wonder is there a way I can ignore the entire chat room other than not look at it?
It doesn't matter what I say because I'm on ignore.
No, I didn't ignore you on the phone. I ignored you in the chat. All right, fine. I will unblock you. Yeah, and if you want, and after you ignore the person, but if you want to see what they're saying, because, you know, sometimes you're just annoyed with somebody and you ignore. I very rarely do ignore, just because I like to know what people are saying, and I hate it if I ignore somebody and all of a sudden I see other people's reactions to what they're saying, and you kind of feel like you're left out of the joke. So I don't really ignore people, but every once in a while, you know, some people, you know. They get offended easily, whatever. Other times, you know, when the BWC is in here and they got these guys, you know, just, you know, in the whatever, the biggest font possible, you know, pasting the N-word of 50 times in the chat room over and over and over and over again. Well, those people, I guess, just kick out after a while. But that's an example of like, you know, just ignore them. Because, you know, it's just not, it's... I try not to be like a tyrant here. I mean, I can totally go into that mode and just say fuck it and just boot people, but I'm not, you know, it's not about that, dude. I'm all about trolling. If you want to come in here and troll me, whatever. If you feel like you're standing up for your girlfriend by going into a chat room and calling me and everybody in there faggots, you know, which half of them are faggots, so you're not really offending them. I know you're trying to, but, yeah, you got to come up with some new material, bro.
And speaking of faggots, I'm lighting a faggot right now.
Yeah, yeah. Smoking a fag. That's right. I'm smoking a fag right now, too. I'm playing the skin flute, if you know what I'm saying. Oh, yeah. Let's get it on, baby. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Patriot Greg.
So that was for Randy Sexer because I know he feels probably a little left out because of all the homosexuality going around in the room here, and so I thought I'd play for a little clip there for him. That was what they call straight porn, Ken.
Oh my God!
Can you believe it? People like that.
They do.
Thank God we have Callie, our fag hag, to explain to us the phenomenon. Callie, can you explain to Ken and I? We don't understand this phenomenon with the heterosexual species. Could you please break it down for us?
What?
Why are you heteros? Ready? No. Why are heteros always trying to push their sex on us?
Yeah, you're heterosexual. Look at Sandy Rexer in there promoting her homosexual or her heterosexual agenda. How dare she?
He probably likes it in the ass, and he's too afraid to say anything. There's nothing wrong with it.
There's nothing wrong with it, dude. It's okay, bro.
Just take it in the ass. It's okay. It's fine. It's
fine. It is. You just lube it up a little bit, and it's just like a pussy, really.
Astroglide works wonders.
Amazing.
Just
You know what I really like, Vince, is when you shove the hamster up my ass.
Oh, wow.
We were going to talk about that on the air, Ken, but we can go there if we have to. But I have other calls here. Let me get a call here on the 517 area code. Let me get them unmuted here. Go ahead, 517, you're on the air.
What's going on?
Hey, who's this?
This is your boy, Gangsta Ace.
I'm sorry, who?
Gangsta Ace.
Gangsta Ace.
Yes, sir.
You're in the chat room under Gangsta Ace, or
I don't see you in there. I'm not on here under your chat room under Gangsta Ace. I'm not even on that chat line.
Oh, all right. Well, what's on your mind, Gangsta Ace?
Not really much. I just heard some some kind of funny stuff that you guys were just sitting there joking with each other. Now what? Okay. And actually, I was just sitting there listening. I just tuned in, so I was like, "Wow."
Oh. Yeah, that's great. Well, you had your hand up. I thought maybe you had something you wanted to contribute.
Oh, it was just about you guys' jokes that you guys were just throwing out there about homosexuals or whatever.
Well, what about them?
Yeah.
I don't know. I was just saying, you know, you guys are sounding pretty funny tonight or something.
Right on,
Okay.
Thanks, bro. Appreciate it. So, Callie, what's the next big award series coming up? Is it the Oscars or is
it's the
Grammys?
Grammys.
That's what I thought.
The Sunday Super Bowl, but the next Sunday it's going to be. The
Grammys and then Oscars. Okay, who's the front runner for a Grammy nod? Do you think? You think Lady Gaga is gonna pull it off?
Of course, Gaga is definitely going to be one of the front runners. You know, you got Justin Bieber, you got Taylor Swift. You know, those people are probably going to win a couple Grammys because they are who they are.
What about Jay-Z? Is Jay-Z gonna do it? Is Jay-Z gonna do it this year?
I don't know. I really don't know. Rihanna is sure to pick up something. Drake has been having a really good year and a phenomenal year. He has so many freaking songs out. Also to look at, I think Nicki Minaj is going to hit it big. She's got to get something. I don't know if she's nominated. I don't technically know all of the nominees, but I know Rihanna and Drake are performing together. You know that really annoying song, What's My Name? They will obviously probably do that. Gwyneth Paltrow is going to be there. I don't know why she's there. Now she sings all of a sudden because she's married to, what's his face from Coldplay, Chris Martin or something. I don't know. I'm pulling up the nominees right now. We don't want the 2010. They're all idiots. All idiots.
You know, it's only 8 days. Until Speed Week start.
Hey, when's Shark Week?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just waiting around for March Madness. You know, I know everybody's excited about. I know everybody's excited about Black History Month and everything, but I kind of want to just keep going.
Are you going to grow a March Madness mustache?
I'll do a beard. Not just a mustache. Uh-huh. My mustache looks stupid on me.
Yeah, but you're supposed to do it for March.
No, I'll do a whole beard. I'll just let it all
go. No.
Our head just sprout.
Does beard begin with an M?
No, it doesn't.
That's why you do a mustache.
These and there's no I team either.
These people are idiots.
Okay. I'm Vincent the Bay, and I'm not gay. Would somebody who's gay play something Grammy-nominated like this?
Not gay. Is that Vince from the Bay? And so now your Vince is not gay because everybody thinks that because you're from the Bay, you're gay?
Man.
I don't know. What's that about, Vince?
Oh, man. I hope. Well, yeah. I don't know. I was going to say, well, it's a shame if he's not happy. So I assume that.
No, I'm pretty sure
he's
talking about the other gay.
Man, that's sad, man. It don't even matter, man.
Saying that he's not. I don't think.
Really don't, player. If they was tripping off you being from the Bay, making speculation, you know what I'm saying?
But I'm sure it probably matters to him if he's not gay and he's trying to get the ladies and people be thinking he's gay. That's not good.
Right.
But if you're gay, be gay. But you're not gay.
There
and that's
is.
Why you're saying you're not gay. So, yeah you don't want to be thought of as gay if you're not gay, because that kind of messes up your game a little bit.
Yeah.
That Brooklyn. Now I'm down in Tribeca, right next to the Narrow, but I'll be hood forever. I'm the new Sinatra, and since I made it here, I can make it anywhere. Yeah, they love me everywhere. I used to cop in Harlem, all of my Dominicanos right there up on Broadway. Pulled me back to that McDonald's, took it to my smash spot, 560 State Street. Catch me in the kitchen like a Simmons whipping pastry. Cruising down A Street, off white Lexus, driving so slow, but BK is from Texas. Me, I'm out that Bed-Stuy, home of that boy Biggie. Now I live on Billboard, and I brought my boys with me. Say what up to Tata, still sipping my ties. Sitting courtside, Knicks and Nets give me high five. Nigga, I be spiked out, I could trip a referee. Tell by my attitude that I'm most definitely from famous in the Yankee King. You should know I bleed blue, but I ain't a crypto. But I got a gang of niggas walking with my click, though. Welcome to the melting pot. Corners where we selling rock. Africa been by the shit. Home of the hip hop. Yellow cap, gypsy cap, dollar cap, holla back. For foreigners, it ain't fair. They act like they forgot how to act. 8 million stories out there in the naked. City is a pity. Half of y'all won't make it. Me, I got a plug special, and I got it made. If Jesus paying LeBron, I'm paying Dwayne Wade. Three dice. Lo, three card Marley, Labor Day parade, rest in peace, Bob Marley, Statue of Liberty, long live the World Trade, long live the King, yo, I'm from the Empire State. That's a step out of bounds quick. The sidelines is lined with casualties. We sip the life casually, then gradually become worse. Don't fight the apple eve. Caught up in the in crowd. Now you're in style, and in the winter gets cold. In vogue with your skin out. City of sin is a pity on a whim. Good girls going bad. The city's filled with them. Mommy took a bus trip. Now she got a bus out. Everybody ride her just like a bus route. Hail Mary to the city. You're a virgin, and Jesus can't save you. Life starts when the church. Came here for school, graduated to the highlight. Ball players, rap stars, addicted to the limelight. MC and May got you feeling like a champion. The city never sleeps, better slip you an ambient.
Yeah. There's a trail of tears, a new trail of death, a vigilantes and coyotes. Watch the sunset in the borderland with the rattlesnakes. No water, no people, a dying mistake. Que tenemos nada, que queremos todo el mundo. Que tenemos nada, que queremos todo el mundo. Que tenemos nada, que queremos todo el mundo. Que tenemos nada, que queremos todo el mundo.
And I don't know. I mean, supposedly we got Vincent the Bay on the horn over here. Vince, are you there?
I am, Ghost.
What's going on? What's your excuse?
I just want to throw a number out here for you. That number is 5 quadrillion.
Wait a minute. There is, in the guest room, I have Vince is not gay and Vince in the Bay. So it's not the same Vince. I don't know what's going on in the guest room, but we got two Vinces. Oh no, that's the
He don't know. He don't know if he want to be here or not. He's trying to figure it out right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, Vince, you better say something. Which are you both?
Hey,
he's saying,
Vince,
hey guys. Okay, so Vince is not gay. It's not Vince in the Bay.
They both next to each other though. Something might happen.
Mm.
Something might transpire.
I don't know.
Up. I want to thank everybody who came through tonight. It was a lot of fun. I enjoyed myself immensely, as always. I apologize for those in the chat room at the end there. I had to take out some trash there at the end. I was, you kind of think things will just go away, and they just won't, and unfortunately, I got tired of seeing the word faggot repeated over and over and over in my chat room. There's like, there's only so many times you can use a word before it's like, all right, dude, come up with a new word, bro. We get it. You like the word, use the word faggot. All right? I get it. Get another one. Listen to this guy Ghost. He comes up with some great ones. I don't, you know, if I had enough time in the day, I would grab all the fucking choice clips that guy Ghost pumps out on the regular. That dude, every broadcast is just a plethora of audio nuggetry. I mean, that man is a craftsman. He really is. I don't know if he's professionally trained or not. I have a feeling he's just a smart guy who's self-taught. He's obviously done the BTR thing here for a good, 5 years, I guess. He likes to brag he's been doing this for 5 years. And it shows, man. He knows how to talk, man. He's great. Thanks to Iconic Class TX for coming through. Thanks to Ken Moore, Darlin Angel, Beneath Everything, Pegasus 031475, Tracy Gamore. Really, everybody, it was spectacular. I had a good time, as per usual. Thank you to all the guest listeners. Quite astounding, the number of guest listeners, I have to tell you. Hey, folks, what are you doing? Don't be bashful. Don't be shy. If you tune in enough, you should sign up for BTR, get a profile. It's free. You don't have to host a show. You can just, it just allows you to create a profile. You can come in here and chat with us instead of being sitting there on the sideline, you know, as a guest. Anyway, Vince of the Bay wrapping it up here. Thanks for tuning in. Check me out tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Pacific, 1 a.m. Eastern, right here on Blog Talk Radio. It's Disorderly Conduct with yours truly, Vince of the Bay. And we'll do it again tomorrow, unless I don't. Peace out. Later, yo.
Yeah! enough of the theater talk.